شكرا سيدة الرئيسة. في البداية يود وفد مصر أن ينضم لبيان المجموعة.
Thank you. The delegation of Egypt aligns itself with the statement made on behalf of the Africa Group by the delegate of Togo. We have seen a number of challenges in the area of refugees. There have been efforts by the High Commissioner to sustainably meet the needs of refugees in those countries hosting the largest number of refugees and displaced persons. We welcome the statements of the High Commissioner regarding the number of refugees in all countries of the world. We have seen an increase due to conflicts, natural disasters, and repression of vulnerable minorities. These groups of people face great tragedy and dangers and are driven to flee, risking their lives. There are new trials for the UNHCR. Despite the strong role played by this agency in the question of handling refugees, the growing number of IDPs and refugees mean that the international community must work harder to mitigate the negative effects and resolve the root causes of migration flows, notably in high-tension areas such as certain African countries in the Middle East. A lack of funding at the level of the UNHCR means a great burden in allocating resources. We see an increase of needs and therefore higher burdens for many host countries. We thank the High Commissioner for having assumed the commitment to mobilize resources to assist host countries. We call on donor countries to not divert funds to specific countries, but to leave the discretion with the High Commissioner to decide where money will be allocated and not earmark donated funds. Refugees come in many cases from African countries, are driven out of their homes due to poverty, persecution or conflicts. There could be higher pressure in the future in Egypt and other countries if not efforts are not deployed now to resolve such problems. Egypt ratified the Convention on Refugees and the Protocol in 1951 and the Protocol in 1967. Registering and providing documents for refugees under the Memorandum of Understanding of 1954 is a key action of the UNHCR. Our understanding of international responsibility and shared responsibility is the basis of our action, and this despite the major challenge for our national budgets, notably in healthcare and education. Egypt does not support current policies in as regards camps for refugees. The number of refugees registered last year saw an increase, although it represents only a small percentage of the actual number of refugees in our country. Egypt, nevertheless, has met its humanitarian responsibility in this area, and we continue to cooperate with the High Commissioner and his bureau in order to improve the conditions of refugees in camps and to bring them the assistance they need. Egypt has established a national committee bringing together several ministries and competent agencies to handle issues related to refugees, all under the Foreign Affairs Ministry. Every month, this body meets. A number of memoranda of understanding have been signed with the High Commissioner, and a memorandum of understanding in the area of healthcare is now being considered. We praise the efforts across 9 countries, 5 in Africa, as a part of the initiative currently underway, and we look forward to a positive contribution from the conclusions of the plan, ultimately leading to the Global Compact, putting in place an integrated effort which we hope will guarantee burden sharing and responsibility sharing. We would like to underscore that a deeper dialogue on regional strategies and international cooperation are necessary to find solutions to the problem of refugees and to find agreement on the international level on how to resolve these crises. The goal is to ensure that the assistance required is provided and to ensure that there is investment in development of those countries who receive more than 80% of refugees. The reality in the world means that we must change our vision of shared responsibility. Sharing responsibility through economic cooperation is not the case in most instances. In some cases, we have seen a worsening of the situation. We need fair sharing of responsibility. We need to think about these principles and how they could be implemented. We encourage the High Commissioner to continue discussions with host countries, as well as workshops for civil servants working the area of refugees, notably on overhauling legal frameworks to work towards creating the best possible way to host refugees in such countries. We call on the High Commissioner to continue efforts to support programs for refugees in various countries, and we look forward to support for voluntary repatriation and return. We call on all countries to engage politically and financially to support our shared efforts and to find solutions to unemployment, particularly youth unemployment. The political component is vital to finding a solution of the crisis in the Middle East. It is equally critical to eradicate terrorism. This cannot be done without funding. Finally, we call for cooperation, and we will continue cooperating with the UNHCR, and we look forward to continuing this tradition. I would like to take this opportunity to commend the work of the Bureau.